My Perek Vav, Yiratzon Shlimudinu Yeschus Lili Nishmas, Reb Aaron Yudalei Ben Reb Noach Tzvi, Zechrono Levracha, Lili Nishmas, Yehuda, Olav HaShalom Ben Yosef Chaim Sheyichya. HaMakabel Sadam Yisrael Men Anachim Men Akuti, the Mishnah teaches, if a person gets a field from a Jew, from a non-Jew, from a Kuti, as an aris, as a sharecropper, he's supposed to work the field and then give a third or a quarter or a half of the produce to the owner, and the rest he gets to keep. So when he gives that back, does he have to give to him things that tithes have already been separated from? No. Yechalik lefneim, he gives them their portion. He doesn't need to separate from it truma or even meiser. However, there's another type of getting a field, another type of sharecropper called a chocher. A chocher is a renter on a field. He gets to use the field and he has to pay a certain amount of produce every year, a set amount of produce for the field. A chocher sadim Yisrael, if somebody rents a field for a set amount of produce from a regular Yisrael, when he gives that produce, so he's paying a debt, Torim, he has to first give the Truma Gedola off of that produce and then give it back, because once the grain is finished and there was Miruach, there's an obligation of giving Truma even before the pile is brought into the storehouse. Rabbi Yehuda says, when is it that all he has to give is just the Truma Gedola? A Masai Bisman Shanasan Lo, when he's paying the rental fee, May osa sada, from that field that he had rented. May oso hamin, and with that type that he had planted. Aval im nosin lo, nasan lo misada acheres, if he's paying the rental fee from another field, omi min acher, or from another type, even within the same field, Ma'aser v'nosin lo, he has to not only take off truma, he also has to take off ma'aser to pay it, because that's literally paying of a debt, and paying of a debt, you can't pay off debts with produce that maestros haven't been separated from. Now, our sages wanted us to buy the land of Eretz Yisrael, that it should be in Jewish hands, not in the hands of a non-Jew. HaChocher Sadam and HaNachri, the next Mishnah teaches that if a person rents a field from a non-Jew and he's going to plant it, and the payment of the rental fee is a certain set amount of grain every year, Ma'aser V'nosein Lo, what he gives to the non-Jew, he has to set as the payment, what he gives to the landlord, he has to separate Maestros from and then give it. And the reason why is because the sages wanted to make life difficult for a person who's looking to rent from a non-Jew, so that a Jew would not want to rent from a non-Jew, and the non-Jew is going to be left with the field that he can't find people to work it, because no one wants to get involved, and he will sell it to the Jew, and Jews will own Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Af a makabel stei avosav min hanachri." If a Jew is working on a field that had once belonged to his ancestors, but he got this field from a non-Jew and he's working it as an aris, as someone who's going to give a share of this produce to the non-Jewish landlord. So, if somebody got such a field, since it had been his ancestral field, we know that we can motivate him pretty easily to get him to give it back. Part 2 of Demai Perek Vav. Mishnah Gimel teaches, Kohen v'Levi shekiblu sadam Yisrael. If a Kohen or a Levi were arisim, sharecroppers, on a field from a Yisrael, Shem Shechol and Bechulin, even though they are Kohanim and Levim, and they would like to get the Truma for themselves, they would want to have all the Meiser for themselves, the same way they have to give a portion back of the Chulin to their landlord, Kachokin Batruma. They can't take all of the truma for themselves. They need to give some of the truma back to the landlord. They have to give the landlord, let's say, 50%. They get to get 50%, but 50% they have to give back. Rebbe Elazar Omer disagrees. Rebbe Elazar says, no, the Kohen, who is a sharecropper, gets to keep all of the truma of the field, and a Levi, who's a sharecropper, gets all of the maisos of the field, afa maisos shelahen. Shalmanas Kane Bo, this is why they got involved. They got involved because they figured we're going to give some back to the landlord, and we're going to get to keep all the maiserishon if he's a Levi, or I'm going to get to keep all the truma if he's a Kohen. That's the view of Rebbe Elazar, but as the Bar Tanur points out, halacha is not like Rebbe Elazar. Mishnah Dalet, Yisrael shekibo mikohen u'melevi. A Yisrael gets a field as a sharecropper from a Kohen and a Levi. Can the Yisrael keep the trumos and the maestros? No. Ha maestros labailim. The maestros, certainly all of them, go to the landlord, the Levi, or the Kohen. Rabbi Yishmael, Omer Rabbi Yishmael says, Hakartani, a person from a small village, Shekibo Sadam Yerushalmi, who gets a field from a person from Yerushalayim as a sharecropper, as an aris, Maaser Sheni Shel Yerushalmi. The Maaser Sheni belongs to the person from Yerushalayim. However, Chachamim disagree. Chachamim Omrim, Yachalu Hakartani Lalos Lachlo Yerushalayim. The man who is from the suburb, from the small village, he's just as interested in Maaser Sheni as the man from Yerushalayim. He's just as entitled to it as the man from Yerushalayim, who's the landlord. He gets half, if that's what the deal was, he gets half for himself, and he brings that half up to Yerushalayim to eat it there. The fifth Mishnah. Hamakabel Zesim Lashemen. Person who's a sharecropper who got olive trees, and he's supposed to produce out of the olive trees olive oil. Kashem shecholkin bachulin, kacholkin batshuma. Even though the owner of the olive tree was a Kohen or a Levi, he doesn't give all of the miser to the Levi landlord or all of the truma to the Kohen landlord. They divide up the chumos, they divide up the maisos, the same way they divide up the oil. Because an olive tree is not like a field. We said in a field that if the field belongs to a Kohen, the entirety of the gifts would go to the original owner. He never meant to give that share to the sharecropper. However, here where it's an olive tree, it's only that he got a right to work the trees. He doesn't have a share in the field. Therefore, they divide up the trumos and maestros. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yisrael shekibo mikoin u'melevi zesim l'shemen. A Yisrael who gets from a coin or a levi olive trees to produce out of the olive trees olive oil, or l'mach tzeschar, to sell the olives and then get half of the profits. Ha-maestros labailim. It's the same as the law with a field, and the entirety of the maestros go to the original owner, the Kohen or the Levi. He left it for himself. Mishnah Vav. Beishamai Omrim Beishamai have a stringency. We're talking about olive trees. They say, Lo yimkor adam ezeisav el l'chaver. A person should not sell his olives that he picked from the tree unless he's selling it to a chaver. A chaver is a parush, someone who is very careful with tahara, because they're worried that if you sell your olives to an ama aretz, or even to someone who's believed about trumas and maestros, maybe they're going to make the olives tame, because the olives would become mukhshar lekabel tuma once liquid came on them. Beisilu omer, beisilu say, af le maeser, that you can sell it. You don't have to sell it only to someone who's very careful with tahara. You can even sell it to someone who's careful to give the maestros. Because since right now it hasn't become mukhshar yet, it hasn't become able to become tameh, who's to say that it will become able to become tameh? Utsnue Beis Hillel, the very pious people amongst the yeshiva of Hillel, Hayunogin Kadivri Beis Shammai. They used to act like the view of Beis Shammai. They would only sell their olives to Prushim. Mishnah Zayin. Shnayin Shabbatzuas Karmeim Lesoch Gas Achas. Two people who picked their vineyards, their orchards, into the same wine press. Echad Maaser ve'echad she'eno Maaser. One was someone who we do trust about Maestros, and the other was someone that we don't trust about Maestros. Hamaaser Maaser es shelo. The one who we trust should give Maaser from his. Ve'chelko b'chol makom shehu. But in addition to his Maaser that he needs to give from the wine that he's making, he also needs to give another share of Maaser. In other words, since they make the wine together, we don't really know what's his wine, what's his friend's wine. So when he gives a share of Maaser, maybe all of the wine he had is truly his wine. So maybe he's okay. But it's also possible that he may only have 50% his wine and 50% his friend's wine. So therefore, and the friend doesn't give Maaser, so therefore he has to give another 50%, or maybe that another 50% of the Maaser amounts, because maybe that's from the friend and that's Demai, and you have to retithe Demai. Eighth Mishnah. Shnayim shekiblu shadu ba'arisus. If two people jointly become sharecroppers, Oshiyarshu, or two brothers inherit a field, Oshinishtatfu, or two people are partners in a business, and one is careful with Maestros and one is not, Yachalu lomar, he can tell to his friend, Tola tachitim shebamakom ploni, you take the wheat that's in this place, V'ani chitim shebamakom ploni, and I'll take the wheat that is in this place. So at this point, we're talking about where they're dividing up when things are still attached to the ground. And the Bar Tanura explains that since it's still attached to the ground, we consider Yesh Breira. So this is my portion. It's clarified. This is my share. That's your share. My share I got from my father. I'll make sure to give the Maestros from it. You can take the wine in this place, and I'll take the wine that's in this place. But he cannot tell his friend, his partner, or his brother, you take all the wheat, I'll take all of the barley, because then it looks like they are exchanging with each other. So it looks like the person who is the Maaser is selling some of his share to someone who's not Maaser, who's not going to be Maaser, and that is runs afoul of the rule that a person should not be motzi mitachas yado davar she'eno mesukan. A person should not produce from his hand things that aren't fully fixed. Mishnah test, the ninth Mishnah. Let's say a Talmud Chacham and an Amaretz inherited the field of their father who was an Amaretz. Yachal hu lo mar lo, the Chaver can tell the Amaretz, you take the wheat in this place, I'll take the wheat in that place. You take this wine, I'll take that wine. And that doesn't look like they are exchanging with each other. What he cannot do to him is to say, you take the wheat, I'll take the barley. You take the things that are moist that can become tame, I'll take the things that are dry that can't become tame. Because then the chaver is selling to an ama aretz things that are moist. And a chaver is not allowed to sell to a Amaretz things that are moist or dry, as we learned earlier in the Perek. Now, a non-Jew, if his father passes away, midoraisa, there is no inheritance. I'm sorry, if a convert's father passes away, biblically there's no inheritance, but midrabanan, they did create inheritance. Ger v'goy, let's say you have a convert, and he has a non-Jewish brother. Sheyarshu es aviem goy, they inherit their father who is a non-Jew. Yachal Hulomar, the convert, can say, Tolatz Avodah Zarah, all right, we're inheriting, you get all the Avodah Zarah. You get the idolatry. Animos, I'll inherit the money. Atal Yain, you'll inherit the wine, which isn't kosher. Ani Peros, I'll get the grain. V'himi Shabarlur Shisager, but if the Avodah Zarah already came into the domain of the convert, he can't now sell the Avodah Zarah to his erstwhile non-Jewish brother, because that would be selling Avodah Zarah, and a Jew is not allowed to sell Avodah Zarah. Finally, the last Mishnah of the Perek, Mishnah Yud, second to last Mishnah of the Perek, Mishnah Yud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Hamocher Peros Besuria. If someone is selling wheat in Surya, but he says, Mishal Eretz Yisrael Hain. It really comes from Eretz Yisrael. Oh, Eretz Yisrael, you have problems of Tamai. Then Chayav La'aser. So now the person who buys it needs to give tithes again. But if he says it's from Eretz Yisrael, but Musar and Hain, but they've already had Maestros taken from them, Naaman is believed, Chapesh Aser, the mouth that made us to have a problem, the mouth that prohibits to us by telling us it's from Eretz Yisrael, who have Peshehitir, that's the very same mouth that permits it by saying, but Maestros were taken. Let's say the fellow who's selling the produce in Syria says, Mishalihain, it's produce of mine from Syria, from my field. But then Chayav La'aser, then there is an obligation to give Maaser of Tamai. But if he says, Musarnin, Maasers have already been given, and that money is believed. Chapesh Aser, Apesh Yitir. But if we know that he only has one field, and that field is in Syria, so then of course, we already, once he said Mishalim, we knew it was from Syria, and then Chayav La'aser, then you have to give again the Mas. Finally, the last Mishnah of the Perek, Mishnah Yud Beis. Amar Shamar Lachaver Kachli. In Amaretz, who tells to a Chaver, buy me Kachli Agudas Yarek, buy for me a bundle of vegetables, or Kachli Glukson Echad, buy for me a loaf. So, Lokeach Stam Upater, the Talmud Chacham can buy two loaves, one for himself, one for the Amaretz, and when he gives it to the Amaretz, he doesn't need to specify to give to the Amaretz the one that is Musar. However, im Amar Shali Zeh, the Zeh Shel Chaveri, if initially he said, this is my loaf, this is my friend's loaf, Finis Arvu, and then they got mixed up, Chayav La'aser, then he has to give to the Amaretz the Mu'usar, because he has to give Meiser, and then give it to the Amaretz, because maybe what he had gotten for himself, what he's selling is not Mu'usar, and you can't sell what's not Mu'usar. Filu Hein Mea, this would apply even if his one gets mixed up with 100, he still would have to give Meiser before he gives it to the Am Haaretz.